Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 3rd of June 2023. Today's topic is a godly family. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 18 verses 16 through 19. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. Verse 17. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse 19. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment. That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. Key verse. Genesis chapter 18 verse 19. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment. That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. A family is considered as one of the most important units of society because the family makes up the nation. The family is the first place where children learn how to interact with others. It is also the first setting where children learn about societal values and consequences of both positive and negative actions. Parents are responsible for guiding their children and providing life lessons that will make them to be good citizens. These lessons form a big part of a person's lifestyle and overall personality. In our Bible passage, the family of Abraham is a model of a godly family where the word of God is taught and obeyed. God trusted Abraham that he would teach his children and his entire household the way of the Lord. Remember, Abraham's family produced faithful and well-behaved Isaac. There are godly families in the Bible who produced godly children like Samuel, Daniel, Esther, Timothy, the daughters of evangelist Philip, and many others. A child can help promote a godly family by first becoming a member of the family of God through repentance and faith in the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross at Calvary. Salvation will help you to obey and submit to the will of God and also to the godly counsels of your parents. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to always obey you and submit to the godly instructions of my parents. Further reading, Acts chapter 10 verses 1 and 2.